Okay, first of all, don't forget tonight in the Shemoneh Esrei we say Al HaNisim. If you forgot Al HaNisim, you do not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Now, if you're still in the bracha, that means you didn't say yet Baruch Atah Hashem Hatayv Shimcha L'chon Olahedes. You just go back and say Al HaNisim. But once you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you know Hatayv Shimcha, then once you say Hashem's name, you don't go back to return to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The same thing in benching. If you forgot Al HaNisim, you don't repeat the benching. What's interesting, what happens on this Shabbos, tomorrow night, let's say, so in the benching of the meal, so you said, let's say, you'd say, but you didn't say Al HaNisim. You still don't repeat the benching. The only time you repeat benching is when there's an obligation to eat because of the prayer that you're saying. Meaning, Shabbos, you have to wash and eat bread. Challah. So therefore, if you leave out your say in benching, then you have to repeat the benching. Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to eat meat. To eat bread. So if you leave out Yalla V'yovi on Yom Tov, you have to repeat the benching. But let's say on Rosh Chodesh, we also had Yalla V'yovi in the benching, but because Rosh Chodesh, there's no mitzvah that you have to eat bread, so therefore you don't repeat the benching. So even though it's Shabbos, and if you would have forgotten Ritzeh, you would have had to repeat the benching, but if you forgot Al HaNisim, you don't repeat the benching. Saying then, by the way, is Purim. Okay, so tonight in the Shemoneh Esrei, you have to remember to say Al HaNisim. Now, tomorrow morning's davening, there's a lot of different customs. I'll tell you what our custom is as far as davening, an oval davening for the Yomud. Our custom is that the only time an oval doesn't daven for the Yomud as Chazan is if it's a day where you say Musaf. On a day where you don't say Musaf, an oval davens for the Yomud. But Chanukah Chanukah, in davening we say, how? There's no musaf, because it's a rabbinic holiday, it's not the biblical holiday. But, so the dinner is like this, the chazan, the oval davens for the yomid. After Shemoneh Esrei, for Hallel, somebody else goes over to the yomid to daven, as chazan. When the chazan finishes in Hallel, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mehulol Batish Boches, so tomorrow we're going to be saying half Kaddish after Hallel, because we go straight to Kriyas HaTorah, there's no Musaf. So that half Kaddish is said by the original Chazan, by the Oval. Because that half Kaddish after Hallel doesn't belong to Hallel. It belongs to the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so bottom line, tomorrow morning it's a regular davening, no Tachlin, obviously. 6 and 7:30. Like Manishtana. Manishtana. I'm saying. By the way, just for the record, I answered you with a question. I said Manishtana. I didn't answer you. I questioned you. Manishtana. Okay. Anyway, I got you. Anyway, let's go. So not what. It's a very good question. The Gemara discusses that the reason why Al HaNisim is put in the bracha, what's called Heidah, because Al HaNisim is thanking God for the miracle he did. The bracha Modim Anachnu Loch deals with thanking. Modim Anachnu Loch, we're thankful to you. So Al HaNisim, which is thanking Hashem for the miracles he did, goes in the bracha of Modim. Yalla V'yovei deals with the Chag, which uniqueness of the Chag basically was the Korban or whatever it was. So therefore, that it goes in Ritzeh Hashem Elokeinu, which we're saying Hashem should deserve, our prayers should be considered like Davini, like Korbanis, and so that goes there. But Maidim, which is thanking Hashem, the same thing Saturday night when you say Atochon Antonu in the Shemoneh Esrei. Because there's a machlekes in the Gemara where you say it. But the halacha is, we say it in the bracha Atochen Ladam Das, when we ask for brains. Because the Gemara says, if you have no brains, how do you know how to separate between holy and weekday? Between holy and mundane? So every part that you add in the Shemoneh Esrei is connected to that part of the Shemoneh Esrei that we're adding. Now, Kriyas HaTorah tomorrow is three people, and it's the Kriya of, in the Siddurim, it's on the Kriya of Chanukah. One second, thank you. It's Vayhi B'yom Kaleis Mishnah. The first Aliyah tomorrow is long. Yeah, in the Siddurim, it's on page 490. So it goes by the day, you know, which is Hanukkah. So the first Aliyah is a whole introduction, and then you go into a Machbe Yemarishin and, you know, the various different things. So there's three Aliyahs tomorrow by the Torah, then followed by Chatzi Kaddish and Hagba and so on.
Which Sefer Torah?
Oh, the one closest to Pashas Nosei. To Nana Nosei. Probably the one that's closest to Rosh Chodesh should be rolled back to Pashas Nosei.
Tefillin tomorrow?
Tefillin tomorrow, regular davening, regular tefillin. It's just a little bit longer davening because it's hollow, but it's shorter because there's no tachnun. Now, there's also a custom of, besides, like we said, giving Chanukah gelt. It's also brought down in Halacha, by the way, that Chanukah is a more opportune time. It's a proper time to give tzedakah, as it says in Shechinah. You should give tzedakah and Chanukah more than always, because Chanukah is a time to rectify the soul, the mesak and the nefesh. So therefore, it's the giving basically through what? And it's also the end of December when you get the last tax write-off for 2020. That's very important,
sure,
by the way.
Really needs the money because look at the building, the rabbi's building. It's more simple than that.
Yeah. Okay, now, it's a custom. It's a custom on Chanukah to play with dreidel. What's the origin of dreidel is questionable. What the origin of dreidel is, some poskim write that in the time of the Greeks, there was a decree that the people were not allowed to play, learn Torah. So the kids would be learning Torah anyway. But they had a guard, and when the Greeks came, they right away put away the books, and they took out these spinning things. And it's interesting, because on the dreidel, you have the letters, Nun Gimel Hei Shin, Nes Gadol HaYasha. If you look at an Israeli dreidel, a dreidel made in Israel, it's Nun Gimel Hei Pei. Nes Gadol HaYapo, because that was in Israel. Nes Gadol HaYosham is in the outside of Eretz Yisrael dreidel that you say, and the Rebbe pointed out a very interesting thing. The letters of Nun Gimel Hei Shin is the same letters as the word Goshna. When the Jews went down to Goshen, the Torah says they were in the city of Goshna, which is to Goshen. Goshna means to Goshen. Gimel Shin Nun Hei Goshna is the same letters as the word Nun Gimel Hei Shin. What's even more remarkable is that equals 358, which is the numerical value of Mashiach. There's a guy called Mashiach. You ever hear of him?
Yeah.
A yellow flag guy.
Or Sham?
No, only Sham. No, Nes Gadol
HaYapo
is 80 versus Shin, which is 300. But the Rebbe pointed out a very interesting point. Where does the dreidel equal Mashiach?
Only
in Chutz La'aretz. The dreidel in Israel doesn't equal Mashiach. It's Nun Gimel Hei Pei. But only outside of Eretz Yisrael in Golos, that's where the concept of the dreidel equals the coming of Mashiach. Okay, as far as the laws of Avelos during Chanukah, like it is year-round, Shabbos Chanukah, which is tomorrow night. Okay, let's discuss that for a minute. Candle lighting time tomorrow night is 4:26. I believe it's 4:26. Yes, it's 4:26. Okay, candle lighting is 4:26, which means you have to, like we learned the other day, you have to light the menorah before you light Shabbos candles. Because once you light Shabbos candles, it's Shabbos, then you can't light the menorah. But you have to make sure that you have enough candle or oil to last all the way until 5:45 here in LA time. Now, some places there's a minute to daven mincha first, but lepoil, the din is, and that's what the Rebbe Taka did, that if there wasn't a minyan earlier, the Rebbe would light Chanukah candles and then daven mincha. There were times that they were able to daven mincha earlier, but whatever. Many times, bottom line, it says in Halacha, whether if you daven be yechidus by yourself before Chanukah lights, or daven with a minyan after Chanukah lights, you should daven mincha with a minyan better. And that's what the Rebbe did a number of times, especially in the last years when the Rebbe benchdicht himself. That's what he did. Okay, I won't tell you what it says about playing cards in Chanukah. Sometimes it says in Halacha, it's better to tell people, not to tell people things they want to hear, because at least then they'll be
intent. So, where's the minute of El Burun come from? Since you
what?
Brought
that
up. Of what? El Burun, where they play the other game. Fitlach.
El Burun?
They call it here, the
Fitlach.
Fitlach, El Burun.
Fitlach.
Yeah.
Bechlau, Fitlach, by the way, are cards.
Yeah,
card games. No, but you should see what the Chassidish Rebbe's write about. No, Chassidish Rebbe's write about Kvitlach, about cards, is Tuma. Bechlau, you should know, in Europe, and by the Frum people in America, they won't let a deck of cards in the house.
What about
it Han? Was Mamish Treif, including Chanukah.
Really?
Yeah. The Poskim have this tons and tons of things written about playing cards. It says, Kosev B'Svar Makadeshim, you should be very careful not playing cards, Chanukah, or any other time. In Kedushas Levi, which is in the Berditchvi, brings down, and every card, I'm not talking about old maid, those ones. In every card, there's Tuma G'dela, there's such a terrible level of Tuma, he says that you shouldn't even mention it. Okay.